is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has promised Afghanistan's top leaders a sustained partnership, even as he moves to accelerate winding down the United States' longest war amid escalating Taliban violence. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chair of the High Council for National Reconciliation, met at the Pentagon with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin before their sit-down with Biden at the White House. While Biden vowed that the U.S. was committed to assisting Afghanistan, he had also insisted that it was time for the American military to step back. The leader's visit comes as the Biden administration has stepped up plans for withdrawal ahead of the president's September 11th deadline to end a nearly 20-year-old war. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, whose dying gasp under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in the U.S. in generations. The punishment is one of the longest prison terms ever imposed on a U.S. police officer in the killing of a black person. But some Floyd family members and others were disappointed. The sentence fell short of the 30 years prosecutors requested. With good behavior, Chauvin could be out in 15 years, and he still faces a federal trial on charges of violating Floyd's civil rights. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has used her first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office to call for an end to political rhetoric and infighting over immigration, an issue that Republicans have been eager to weaponize against her. Visiting El Paso, Texas, Harris said immigration cannot be reduced to a political issue. This is VOA News. Colombia President Iván Duque says that the helicopter carrying him and several senior officials came under fire in the southern Catatumbo region bordering Venezuela in a rare instance of a direct attack on a presidential aircraft. Duque said Friday that everyone on board the helicopter was safe, including himself, the defense minister, interior minister, and a local governor. A video released by the presidency showed several bullet holes in the Colombian Air Force helicopter. Myanmar's military leader and China's top military official on Wednesday weighed in on peace and stability in their respective countries and relations with the U.S. and Russia at a conference in Moscow. Minong Lang, the chairman of the State Administration Council of Myanmar, said the military had overthrown the country's elected government to restore integrity to democracy. On February 1st, the military in Myanmar ousted the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi and the National League for Democracy. The coup triggered massive protests and military response with brutality and waves of arrest. Manhattan prosecutors are considering filing criminal charges soon against former U.S. President Donald Trump's company, stemming from a long-running investigation into the former president's business dealings. The New York Times reports that the charges could be filed against the Trump organization as early as next week, related to fringe benefits it gave top executives, such as for the use of apartments. The Times cited people familiar with the matter. Trump organization lawyer Ron Fischetti confirmed to the Associated Press that he met virtually with prosecutors Thursday and that criminal charges were likely. He called them absolutely outrageous. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has declined to comment. Recapping one of our top stories, U.S. President Joe Biden promised Afghanistan's top leaders a sustained partnership. This is as he moves to accelerate winding down the United States' longest war and escalating Taliban violence. The Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, and Abdullah Abdullah, the chair of the High Council for National Reconciliation, met at the Pentagon with the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, before their sit-down with Biden at the White House. There is more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.